Tess. So Parsha for eight. It is very timely. Mitzvah the Smoyach Baragola. The mitzvah of Simchas Haragol, Simchas Achag. The Smoach Baragolim, the mitzvah, which is Asay, Shneema, Bisamachta, Bichagecha. So pretty clearly stated in the Torah. No big drosh is necessary for this one. V'inyan arishon aromos b'simcha zui shenakru shlomim. The question is what comprises that simcha, what are its manifestations of that simcha? That's the question. It's a very interesting question. It says the first and foremost among the matters of simcha, u'shenakru shlomim al kaponim b'beis ha'bechira. We should bring a korban shlomim in the beis ha'migdash. Now, later on, at the very end, when he talks of, about the Shroshi HaMitzvah, he writes the following. He said, what is the purpose of this mitzvah? And it's very striking why, in fact, the Halacha says, he says, the first chiyuv in Simcha is to make a Shlomim in the Migdash. And he writes, Mishroshi HaMitzvah, lefi sh'odom nocha in al-inyan she'tzorach tevoy l'smeach l'prokim. Man is constituted in a fashion that he has to celebrate and rejoice. Kamo shutzorach alamozen, just as man needs to eat, al kolponim, that's unconditional. Velamenucha, one has to have relaxation, quiet, tranquility, velashina, and sleeping. All of these are necessities that a human being has. Two of them are physical, eating and sleeping, and menucha, psychological, emotional. And similarly, he says, we need simcha, an emotional expression of simcha. Men must rejoice. V'rotzo keil is keil seno anachnu, amoy b'tzon mariso, the Rabbeinu Shalom wished to give us a schus. V'tzivonu l'aseis ha-simcha l'shmoy, that we should celebrate in a manner which is a mitzvah, l'man Rabbeinu Shalom. The first reason is l'man niske l'fonu b'chom ha-seno. If we have to do it, so the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us the opportunity to do it as a mitzvah, but if we have to do it as a dvar chil, something that we have to do anyhow in this world, the Rabbeinu Shalom made it into a mitzvah. But it's beyond this, he says. The There are specific times in the Chagim to recollect the great deeds that the Rabbeinu Shalom has done for us. Was be'itim ahim. It dafya those times, if one of the chalke lachaymer with over a simcha tzricha elof, is to deal with our physical beings, our material selves, with the type of joy which is necessary. In other words, there's a spiritual fulfillment that a person feels on the chagim, and celebrating the nisim of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So, together with that, concomitant with that, the Rabbeinu Shalom has given us the means of achieving material simcha too. As in the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, so that man should celebrate fully. We live with a dichotomy. We are spiritual beings, we are material beings. And consequently, it is very hard to be fully satisfied by anything in this world. For our spiritual side, Yom Kippur is a beautiful experience. For the material side, we prefer Purim. We have to find some ways how to achieve the harmony between those two. And the synthesis of those two takes place in Simcha Shel Mitzvah. The Simcha Shel Mitzvah, when we celebrate it, a mitzvah, so we have a celebration which involves the material, but for the sake of the spiritual, and consequently, both the lev, both the neshama and the guf, both find satisfaction. And he writes, so first he started off that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us the opportunity to perform a mitzvah. But he says it goes much beyond that. This is a tremendous salvation. Trufa is a remedy. That our involvement of being satiated with simcha is done l'shem shamayim. For what reason? Ki ha-machshova azos ti'elenu geder. Because of the fact that we celebrate the Shem Shemayim for a mitzvah, this will keep us in line. We should not step too A little bit, okay. We'll go maybe a little more to times more than we're supposed to, but we won't go too far off course. We know in the nature of celebration in the world, celebration is defined as holiness. Cares, the norms are suspended. That's the world's notion of celebration. Free, whatever it is, festivals, you're free. A few days a year, a few times a year, but you're free. All the norms are cancelled. And that is a very normal, apparently, human inclination. So the Sefer HaChinuch tells us that what did the Rabbeinu Shalom do? We must rejoice. If we rejoice, Shalom L'Shem Shemayim, which is necessary to rejoice, then we may go over the deep end. But if we rejoice L'Shem Shemayim in association with the Rabbeinu Shalom's mitzvah, so there's a feeling of the presence of the Rabbeinu Shalom in it all. And that allows us keep ourselves within bounds. This is the notion of Simcha Shal Mitzvah, tells us. Now we come back and we understand that Ha'inyan Harishon Haramas B'Simcha Shenakrub Shlomo Al Kaponim B'Veis HaBchir, that I have to come to the Beis HaMikdash. The principal mitzvah in Simcha is to eat the Psar Kotchen, that the meat that we consume on Yontif, in the Simchas Yontif, should be from Karbonos. As we'll spell out later, lav bedafka, that it has to be from a korban shlamim. It could be from other korbanos too. But it has to be meat which came from the korbanos. So, this is very striking. We celebrate and we party. But it's a different type of party when we're eating kachem. First of all, it came from a korban. It's mishulchan kubaya kazochu. It's a gift of, we're the Rabbeinu Shalom's guests. The halacha is how we have to eat it. There's halachas of neisa and tomei, etc. All types of things that we have to be careful about. So we are sensitized to the fact that we're eating at the Rabbeinu Shalom's table. It's a different story. We go off in our own little vinkel, our own little corner someplace. We do what we want. But what happens is you go to the yeshiva and you have to eat at the table with the Rosh Hashanah. Not such b'nei chayim. We can't do exactly what we want. And let that erase the ending. It's not the Rosh Hashanah. We got to have to sit at the table with the Rabbeinu Shalom. So, indeed. This is the chesed that the Rabbeinu Shalom has done for us. That first and foremost, first thing we have to do is to bring a korban and to partake of that korban is Simchas Achad. And this, I always say, this is the genius of Torah. There is, outside Torah, this cannot exist. The non-Jewish world may bring karbonos. Ish, they can bring karbonos in the Mikdash, Chazal learned. But what karbonos? Karbon Oibah. To be totally dedicated to the Rabbeinu Shalom. To involve the material in the service of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that is only the special genius of Torah. Without Torah, man can never achieve that. Either he's religious, he has his religious moments, and his moments, but you can't put the two together. Only through Torah, Klal Yisrael brings a Shlomo. This is the root of Simchas Yontif. Bishvil akrovas hashlomim amru zechonim lebrochon, because of the fact that there has a necessity of bringing the korban shlomim, Chazal have stated noshim chayobis besimcha loyma shavhein chayobis, they also must bring the lehavi shalmei simcha. They also have to participate in the shalmei simcha. This encompasses everyone. So this is first and foremost chiyuv number one is a korban shlomim. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam cannot be forgotten from this enterprise. After that, we can go on to all other types of simcha. And this is the sheet of the Sefer HaChinuch and the sheet of the Rambam. We'll come.
Sorry.
That's tier two. Tier number one, Aleph. That with his Va'inyan Harishon. And that fits exactly with the way he explains the function of this mitzvah is we bring a korban. And everyone has to, men and women, everyone has to participate in the korban. and we'll celebrate there. We're going to have a tremendous roast beef and a barbecue on Yom Tov, but the meat's going to be from Kutchin. It's not going to be brachs, you know. I like brachs here, brach very much, Olam Hashalom. But this one is coming from the Beis Hamikdash, not from brach, you know. This Yom Tov we'll have to celebrate with brach, you know. Then we're going to celebrate from the Beis Hamikdash. He was a good friend of mine, Sam. Let no one take me the wrong way. Sam Rock was a very good friend of mine. We got on very, very well with each other. But there's a little difference. He would have admitted to it. If it comes to the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's a different level, something else. That's Aleph. Secondly, the Oid Omru Zichrono Levracha. Chazal have added to this. That Sameach b'chol minei simcha. With all manner of simcha you should celebrate. And this is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvot writes, U'b'chlal omru b'samech d'b'chagecho, ma'sha'omru gamkin l'smayach gam b'minei simcha. With all types of things which bring joy to people. U'mizeh lechol boso, we should eat meat. Relishtas yayin, to drink wine, balulbosh begodim chadoshim, and particularly on Yontif, to have new clothing. Udroshu, besifri kana, bechagigo, uminor marbinon, shisro yotzi, dechavosim, redorim, redovis. That all, everything that we involve, which involves simcha, we yotzi, the mitzvah with that. The shita of Tosfos is differentiated. Tosfos in one place, in Moed Katan, states that these forms of simcha are regular amid the rabbanon, and the only besamachta, which is the raisa, is only shalmei simcha. And elsewhere in Shas, in Rosh Hashanah, and in Avodah Tosfos writes in Rosh Hashanah that this is in fact a real drosha, not a smach, and we learn from this drosha kol minei simcha. So this is the sheet of the Rambam and Tosfos in one place, and the Sefer Achinuch. That everything which brings joy to us on Yom Tov is nichlal, is included midiraisa, not only midirabbanan, midiraisa in Simchas Yom Tov. Uvechlalze, and included in this, this is your point, uachilas habosa, ushtiyas hayayin, v'lulbosh begodim chadoshim, v'chiluk peiros, and v'sichel lenorim lenoshim, and giving, you know, treats, gourmet items, you know, fancy fruits and candies to the family. Velispok with Klei Shir b'Migdash Levar, and the Migdash, there was another dimension to have music in the Beis HaMigdash, which we had at the Shoeva. It was always Simchas Beis HaShoeva. This is very interesting. But this is also in the sheet of the Rambam. If you look in the Yad, the Rambam, in the Perek, where the Rambam talks about Simchas Yom Tov, at the end of that Perek, the Rambam talks about Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So it's very clear that the Simcha, which is associated with the Simcha Beis HaShoeva, is another extension of the Samachta B'Chagecha. And the Sukkot is the height of Simcha. With the Rambam, it's all one flow. The Simcha Beis HaShoeva is associated with the general mitzvah of Simcha Tachag, according to them. It's very clear in the Yad. Rashi, on the other hand, writes that Shekol Simcha Zu'enu Ela B'Shvom Nisuch HaMayim. It's a special simcha associated with Nisuch HaMayim, with the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. It is not associated with the Simcha Sachat. According to the Rambam, we set a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, which we're doing on the Chag, Mameila, that has a super aspect of simcha to it, but it stems from the general inyan of Simcha Sachat. According to the Rambam. So this is another extent. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva itself is part and parcel of Simchas HaChag. How significant Simcha is. Chazal tell us that one of the Nevi'im, Ushaf Demayim B'Sosin, that from at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, one of the Nevi'im became a Novi. One could be Zoicha from that Simcha to Madregas, even to the Madregas of Nevuah. So Shaf Demayim B'Sosin is not only the water which they drew from the Shiloach, but one has access to the highest Madregas and Ruchmias coming from Simcha. So Simcha is a very, very central experience to Yadus. Yizuwe Simcha Tzbeis HaShoeva and Iskeres B'Gemor. Kol Zesh HaZocharti, everything that I've told you until now is b'chlal b'samachti b'chagecha. He leaves no doubt to say for achinach that he holds that these things are b'deraisa. B'omru zichrono l'vrocha, and Chazal have given us some examples from Masechta Pesachim. Chayev adam l'sameach bonav v'neibeis over regal. Man has responsibility to bring joy to his family on the regal. B'shom ne'amar tanya rabbi Yehuda ben b'ser oimer b'zman shabbos amidish chayev and simcha ela b'bosa. Without involvement in the korban shlomim, you haven't fulfilled mitzvah simcha, rabbi Yehuda says. That's central. You cannot get away. The Rabbeinu Shlomo has to be anchored into the simcha. Shneamar was a machta shlomo b'chal to shom. Achshav ein simcha lebiyayin. Shneamar biyayin is samach lebavenosh. In other words, we don't have the b'sar kochum, so it's hard to know exactly what it means. Ein simcha ele biyayin. This is a whole tup. What does it mean? There is no chiyah for boser, or yayin is a mainstay of the simcha now. There are a lot of questions exactly what this chazal means. But apparently, what the chazal is saying that in the absence of the migdash and the shlomo, then we have a wider range of simcha should be considered as lechatchila, the preferred means of simcha. And it's not b'dafka boser because we don't necessarily have, you know, the korban. But even though the halacha does record, in fact, it's a special mitzvah to have meat on Yom Tov, more so on Yom Tov than even on Shabbos. My son-in-law was telling me, Uri told me, that he was invited in Eretz Yisrael once, there's a yid that I know, and he davened in Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva. There's a mashgiach in one of the yeshivas, a very, very edel, a tire yid, and believe me, the furthest thing from a money person in this world. I mean, he has a job, but you know, a job in Eretz Yisrael in a yeshiva is not exactly going to make you too rich. So he invited him to eat with him on Yom Tov to be his guest. Or no, I'm sorry, not only to a chalomoyt, he invited him to eat with him. He said, meat he served l'royv, like it was going out of style. Simcha sachat. He said, he was blown away. He says, he hadn't seen a chalomoyt, and the Eretz sold it to a mashkiach of yeshiva, l'royv. That's simcha sachat. Bizman shabbos hamikdash kaim is bezavach to shlomo v'chal to shom. Achshav in simcha ele b'yayim shenema b'yayim nesamach l'vav enosh. V'omru oy v'me b'samcha. Chazal stated, what form should the simcha take? Anoshim b'roi lehem. Everyone has to give what he wants. If you give someone what someone else wants, then it's not going to be too much simcha. You know, if he the wife buys him a diamond ring and he buys her a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon, there's not going to be too much simchas yontos. You know, he didn't connect. You need a noshim, a royal lamb, a nice bottle of wine, a good scotch. That's what he appreciates. The noshim, a royal lamb, the godim noim, nice clothing, jewelry, each one, but brings particularly simcha. These are not absolutes, these are general statements. Now this is also fascinating. This is not merely a mitzvah of tzedakah. Part of the simcha has to be that those that are downtrodden, that they're poor, they're impoverished, they're gerim, so they don't have family, chalushim, those that are downtrodden in society, that we are mishameyach them to as part of Simchas Achag. Shenema, Ato, v'halevi, because a levi is unlanded, and therefore is more likely that there will be poverty there. V'hager, v'hayosom, v'halmona. Now at the very end he writes, he's so striking. It's a halacha that I've learned many times, particularly in the Rambam I've learned this halacha. But he is so striking what he writes at the end. So I'm going to skip now. V'ayivar alzeh v'inu mishameyach atzmo, and a person that's not Mesameach himself, who b'nei beisa with his family, v'ho aniyim, and the impoverished, kifi yecholto, according to his ability, and the shame mitzvah seregel, for the purpose of celebrating the regel, is b'itala seizeh. V'al derech hazeh yoymru zichon elavrochu yukom asecha l'shoyim l'shem shamayim. If a person failed, he celebrated with his family, but he was not Mesameach the aniyim, that he hasn't fulfilled Simchas Achag. Simchas Achag, if we embrace the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then we have to embrace all of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's children. If a person has what he needs, and one of his children doesn't have what they need, so what does a person feel? His Simchas Chosar. Simcha is not complete. Simcha is not complete. Now, I visited your father a week or two back. So he tells me the following. Eddie Sherman's father. Klugayit. He says he was once in Montreal and someone wished him a tzvilling, a double bracha. Gesund and Parnassa. Health and Parnassa. It's not bad. Pretty good start. So he said, then they told him, no. You need a triplet. Those two itself, acknowledgement. Why? The third thing you need is nachas from your children. So if you have all of them together, then you're complete. Kol zman you're lacking anywhere, there's something missing. Something missing in our life. The same goes with the aniyim. If we don't, either we don't care about them, so that means that we don't really care to be the bonim atem. We're not bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, because his children are sovereign. We don't. What if I don't care about my brother? So what am I? And if I do care about him, and I don't take care of him, so what simcha could I have? So it has to be the only way that I can fulfill simchas achag is if I extend myself to the aniyim too. I want to tell you, the Rambam is extremely caustic about a person that fulfills Simchas Achag with his family and does not involve himself in Simchat of being Mesameach Aniyam, Aniyam Toivim. If you look in Svarim, you'll see that they quote from the Zohar is very, very strong about it. I believe that the special emphasis before Pesach is twofold. I mean, number one is Pesach, and throughout all of history, was far and away the most expensive of all the Yom Tovim, practical terms. And I've spoken about other times, which I won't go back into tonight, but according to some of the Achronim, the first Korban Pesach, by which we were redeemed, also took place through the institution of the Mos Chitim. That's how those that were non-moneyed were able to participate in the first Korban Pesach. So therefore, that's why we have a mitzvah, a special mitzvah of Mos Chitim. But the truth is, one that wishes to fulfill the mitzvah. And Baruch Hashem, I'm zeichah to deal with certain yidin that before every yontif they come and they bring money and they want to see that they're aniyim that are taken care of on yontif as part of their simchas yontif. Now, we did a mitzvah zoom of Orm in the Rambam and Perek Aleph and Beis from Chagiga and Perek Vav Miyontov. Now, according to the view of the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, as we pointed out, the mitzvah Simcha Manator Lav Dachta B'Sham Simcha is not only relegated to the Karbonos, Ela Kolonyone Simcha in Achila, Ashti, or Begodim, Kol Davar, anything which brings us joy is part of Simchas Yontov. Ach B'Zman Shabbos HaMikdash Hoyakayim, when the Migdash stood, he says, Mitzvah Maramuv Cholecho B'Sar Shalom. The preferable means of doing it is with the B'Sar Shalom. Let's say the Migdash stood, and a person was ineligible to eat Kotcha. For example, could go in Tomei, a person's Tomei when Yontif came, so he can't eat. Over Orel, a person that was unable to have Bris Mila, because his brothers were hemophiliacs, and he's not allowed to have Bris Mila, but he still can't eat Kotcha. Is chol aleihem a mitzvah v'chol min simcha, and they have the lechatchila for them is in any means of simcha. Al kein gam b'zman hazeh shabbos v'nasein when a migdash no heges, even though there's no migdash, mitzvah zu min haTorah. Rabbi la toisus v'moyed katan died in the simcha, so b'zman hazeh rak itar rabbanon. That's toisus view. That's not the view of a different toisus, and it's not the view of the Sefer HaChinuch. V'amitzvah min haTorah dafka b'shom b'simcha b'zman hamikdash. V'chein b'zman hamikdash, according to Tosfos, v'shelo yichaylum lechol shlomo, those that couldn't participate in the Shlomo go on Tomei, Eino Chayov Mitzvah Zuh Menatar. The Menatar Eino Rak Ushal Bei Simchor. He says, and concerning this Machlokes, the Shagas Arya wrote at length, Umachriya Kedas Aram, Rarab HaMechaber, the Mitzvah Zuh Bechomenei Simcha, that this touches all types of Simcha, when Ohegis Bizman Azeh, Gamki the Shagas Arya passed in the Minatar, Bizman Azeh. And he says, my function in this sefer in general, if the achronim have already written about it, then I don't go into what it says. I am the dvar of the yunam lechol. Now, he says the following, which is also very interesting. That v'nir adalav dafka b'shalmei simcha. It doesn't dafka have to be a shlomo. Meaning, the mavu lehedyon gomorim chagigot, and in the Rambam, the yoytzim b'b'chor v'chatois v'ashomim. Suppose a person bought a korban b'chor on Erev Yontif. So he has the meat left over yet on Yontif. Or he did Chatois and Hashomis, which that would be relevant on Chalamoy. You couldn't actually bring them on Yontif, a Chatois and an Oshom. The Loshna Ramsham, Shemitz, Fizul, the Smoach, Bachilas, Bosalif, Ne Hashem, Vare Ochla. And he ate from the Rabbeinu Shiloylam's gift. Vayin Shomba Gemara, the Yitzroch, Lehovi Shlomim, Yeh Shlomim, Tzhar Kotchim. If they have all the Kotchim available, you wouldn't have to bring a Shlomim. El the ikra mitzvah lechol b'sar kotchem hein b'chor, whatever it may be. Rakim ein lo tzoruch l'zboyach shlomim l'shem kach. And you have to bring a korban shlomim for the purpose of shalom b'simcha. Now, he writes the following. This is very interesting. V'nei ha-simcha noheges b'chol yoyim b'regel. Simcha sachad encompasses all the days of the regel. So there's 7 days of Pesach Menatar and 8 days Sukkot, and on Atzeres and Shavuos is one day, and that's it. Even though it's time to bring the Karbonos afterwards, but Simchas Yontif, and he has a number of riots to this, that Simchas Yontif, you can't celebrate 6 days afterwards, after Shavuos, you can't keep eating the blintzes and the cheesecake, you know, and celebrate Simchas Yontif. You have to be Yotze on Yontif. Ayein Tzoch, he writes the following. If he shecht the shlomim, so he could have for 2 days to flush. It'll just last for today. Now, there's a very strange Tosefta, which is quoted by Tosis, which says, the simcha yesh lo tashlomim. That is tashlomim for simcha. Meaning, if I wasn't misameach today, so I can be misameach tomorrow and make up for it. If I skipped mincha, I could have a marfitz. Now he says, "Ve'emes hu tamur." This is a very peculiar statement. Why? The mashayach tashlumen. Tashlumen is shayach for something that I have to do one time. So I'm supposed to come during the regel to do the re'iyah, to come into the azor of the Beis Hamikdash. And even if the ikum mitzvah is the first day, if I didn't do it the first day, I'll do it one of the other days, so I fulfilled it. That's something which has a one-time chiyuv. But if I'm a chuyiv each and every day, what shayach tashlumen? Yesterday is gone forever, and today has its own mitzvah, so what shayach the sensitivity of making tashlumen? Okay, when the chol yom a chuyiv b'simcha. When you don't want the riyah b'chagiga, or bringing the korban chagiga, ain't no other yom echad, which is only ever chuyiv to do once on yom, b'shayach shabbat tashlumen b'yom echad, aber simcha kol yom a chuyiv. He says, "V'lomar the yishchad harbe, the yochel harbe, zil hashayach klal." He says he has an inventive way. He says, "Maybe you'll suggest, you know, you make tashlumen. We'll give 2 steaks for lunch today. Yesterday we didn't have steak, so we'll give 2 steaks today instead. So we'll eat double." He says it wouldn't make sense. He says, "The ikra simcha lechom ashi is tarach from psar kotchim. It means what you need to eat, you should eat from kotchim, not that you should, you know, party endlessly. That's not the point." And what we find is the following. The terrors that they bring for this from some of the Achronim is the following. Shomavad mitzvah achilas b'sar kotchim. There's 2 separate mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah to eat kotchim, the meat of kotchim, which is nogeya every day. Some want to say that there is a mitzvah, even if I have meat in abundance. Because I have a mechorah to bring in, an osham to bring in, a chatas, or whatever, a flay shiver and cup, you know, over my head. I don't need to bring anything more. Or the dorm and the dobus, which I brought the shem, whatever it is. But there is a chiyuv to bring shalmei simcha once on Yom Tov. even if you don't need them, neither of it. So Mamela, that's the way they want to learn, that's the pshat in this Tosefta. That in terms of Simcha, the mitzvah of eating on Yom Tov, that you can't make up for. Each din has its own day. Each day has its own din. Whereas, when it comes to the Korban, there's a chiyuv to bring the Shalom Simcha once during Yom Tov, and that's what it means you can make Tashlom for. So he says, Akvar Tamu Vasef and Turei Evan, Bekuntras Avnu Elulim Sham, that this Tosis was put under the scrutiny of the Shagas Arya because of the Tosefta Zumashubeshes, and he wrote that this Tosefta is obviously, there's something wrong in the text. That on Simcha itself, you know, you can't make up for it. You know, the things which come every day. There's an old yeshivish joke which highlights this. There was an Eluyish guy, and you know, happens with such type of guys that minyan in the morning wasn't his thing. You know, came the time for first Seder, whatever, he davened quickly by himself, and he showed up at the first Seder. Well, minyan in the morning wasn't on the charts. So the Mashgiach and Yeshiva didn't like this. So, finally one day he decided he's getting this guy to come to him. So he goes to his room, and he goes to his bed, and he screams at the guy, and he shakes him, and he wakes him up. And he says, Shoyin al b'shah, to half an hour, to shachas, you know, kumas time. So the guy looks up from his bed, and he says, "This fashteh, I understand. Okay, so Mashiach's happy, he goes out. He comes back, and sure enough, Shachris he doesn't show up for. First Seder, he marches in, Kedak HaKodesh. So the Mashiach goes over and says, "I only want to ask you one thing." He says, "I'm curious." He says, "When you told me you understand, what did you understand?" And obviously it didn't have to do with coming to Shachris. So what did you understand? So he was a sharp guy. He says, "I'll tell you." He says, "You know, when the davening each day it says we have a tefillah at the beginning of the kavanah, shetatzilenu hayom u'b'chol yom mipegara mesotan amashchus, etc." So he says, "It always bothered me." He said, "Why do we have to say hayom u'b'chol yom? The davening you hadn't told. The person davens every day. So wouldn't it be enough? I should tell the rabbi, she should save me today from the pegara and the sotan. Tomorrow I'll get up to daven, I'll daven for tomorrow. So what do I have to daven? Hayom u'b'chol yom?" So I never do pshat. He says, "Today I figured out the pshat." He says, "This is the pegara that comes before davening in the morning." You know, there's some things that come, you know, you have a chiyuv every day, you have to daven for today. There's a mitzvah simcha, b'chol yom, you can't make up one day, each day has its own chiyuv, you know. So he says that the chiddush, so some of the chiddush, the fact is a mitzvah of to bring shalom simcha once on Yom Tov itself. And here he writes, this is relevant to us as we come to Shavuos. This is a simcha that oheges b'regolim, the simcha which applies in the regolim, the atzeres noheges rak yom echad. Now the whole thing, how to bring the karbonos, etc. on Yom Tov, you're not supposed to bring karbonos, you know, shlomim and these type of karbonos, you don't normally bring on Yom Tov. All this behind of the yontov. So when you're supposed to bring the karbonos for yontov? Ve'no doim the ri of a chagigo. The yeshnam tashlumu gam ba'atzeres kol shiva. That you have 7 days. In other words, 6 days after yontov to bring the ri and the chagigo. Avo b'simcha l'shayach. This is not shayach. There are limitations of what karbonos you can bring on yontov. And if you didn't bring it on yontov, you have 6 days to make up the karbon afterwards. But on simcha is not shayach. He says in the Shagas Arya wrote this as a matter of fact, simply, and he's right. And he says he has a number of riyas to this. One is the following: he says mutav hesper v'tainus gam biyom tvoyach shechal atzeres b'shabbos, that the halacha is supposed Shavuos came out on Shabbos. So now, what's going to happen? In our calendar, it's not going to happen, but in their calendar, it could happen. Some of Mela. So you couldn't shecht certain kabbonis. So Yom Tvoyach, the day for shechting all of these kabbonis, is pushed off until Sunday. So the halacha is that the mutarim behesped b'tainus, they allowed them to make hesped b'tainus on this day. Why? Because the tzukim said that Shavuos is always on Sunday. So they didn't want the tzukim to say, "Oh, you see the rabbanon agree, they made the kabbonis and they have yontov." So they allowed dafka, spayed them b'tainus, so to not be like the tzukim. If there's a mitzvah to say v'samachtem chagecha, it's min haTorah for 7 days. Heich oikrum neatztukim asim b'kum v'asei. B'sheva al tasa, sitting back and not doing a mitzvah, we could remove a mitzvah. But to tell us to act against the mitzvah that Chazal don't do. So here we're getting up and we're active. We're making a hesped. That's an active aspect. And that we can't do against the mitzvah of Seseh Min HaTorah. It wouldn't be possible. Udam Chazin, and furthermore, the Avelis Noiv. We see the Avelis. Lo Aleinu, a person that if a person dies during the Chag, so there's no Avelis during the Chag at all. There's not even one day of Shiva. And you know, in Chutz La'aretz, where the last day is Midr Rabbanan, so the last day counts as a day of Shiva, even though the person didn't sit. We count it as a day of Shiva. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's no such halacha. The person begins Shiva after Yom Tov. So why is it that we have Avelis on the day after Shavuos? So you see that there's no mitzvah. Amen atar v'samachtim chagecha then. Over regal ain't on day, and the regal, and the regalim lo aleinu, there is no such mitzvah. They say so. The vade bor, the mitzvah is away in the heges el of a regal. I know a teres yom echad, was a bor or pashut. And this, as he says, is a matter of pashtus, that on Shavuos, and on Chutz La'aretz, it's 2 days, one with the Raisa, one with the Rabbanon. We'll end with this part. This is a huge, huge tumult. And it's V'samachta v'chagecha, Rosh Hashanah is not called a chag. So now with the problem is there are mitzvah simcha sachag in Rosh Hashanah or not. And this is an old debate. It goes back as far, far back in history. The Marshal discussed this. So we're dealing with matters 500-600 years back. It was in vogue among some tzaddikim that they used to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Because it's a somber day, it's a Yom HaDin, so they fast. And they held there's no mitzvah of simchas, there's no mitzvah of simchas achad. And normally you're allowed to fast, there's no easy to fast. What? So that's one of the riots that others that disagreed with them want to say, because Ezra told them they were crying because of tshuva, and he told them go lechu ichlu and go drink wine. He says the chedvas Hashem himo uschem, being celebrating is in fact will be the schus by which the Rabbanu Shalom will give you kapar. So that's one of the kindness that you see in that. Now you could have learned perhaps that Ezra just told them that was his tshuva. He saw that the people were getting depressed. So he told them, go celebrate, and the schus of celebrating will bring you a lav bedafka, because we could ask ourselves a kasha. If it was so clear that it was, there is some gazachag, then why did the people think they could fast? You know, you have to ask a kasha, you know, what was the havamina? Ezra paskin for them to have to eat, and what was the havamina? Why did they think they could fast? So, you know, we can debate up and back. So there were many in the early achronim that held that you were out of fast. And they did fast on Rosh Hashanah. Later, the Achronim started already, the push came against that Shita. And it became a kubbal, like the Shargis argued, that there is a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. And you're not supposed to fast, basically. This mitzvah of simcha is more muted than it is on the other Yom Tovim. As Chazal say, we don't say halo, because the Yom Shasif Rechayim and Mesim Psuchim Lefonecha. There's a restrained aspect in the Simcha Sachag. It's not the Simcha Sachag of Sukkot. It's different for understandable reasons. But his achra is that there's a mitzvah of Simcha. What you don't have is there's no chiyuv of Shalmei Simcha. I will show Simcha's chai. He says, V'tzorach iyon v'ein kan v'kam alahara. This is a lengthy subject. And the Marshal and Bayer discusses it really at length, I believe, if I recall correctly, I think in the second paragraph. Good night, Rabbi Yisai. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll have one more share before for the year. We'll take this next week. Be'ezras Hashem, the topic will be Shemitah. Be'ezras Hashem, Yisborach, and that will be the final share of the year.